Atayu ha'ara that Rabbi Yitzchak Silver shared with me. Rishkoilo, beautiful, beautiful ha'ara. It's in the Sefer Cheshkes HaTorah. Now, the Sefer Cheshkes HaTorah is, for those that know, Meluket mitoich droshois v'shiyurei ha'goyino amiti Ramosha Mordecha Shulzinger Zecha Tzadik Levracha Bal Mishmar HaLevi. It's a very, very chashuv sefer with real brisk maises. I'm sure Tzviki could fill us in here a little bit with some of these maises, but this is mamish right out of his playbook. But regardless, in the Sefer Cheshkes HaTorah, it's page Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, and Chav Tes. So Rav Shulzinger was talking about a Yid whose name was Ramosha Landinsky. So who is Ramosha Landinsky? Ramosha Landinsky was a Volozhiner Talmud who was the Reshiv in Radin. He was Reshiv in Radin in the Zeit of the Chofetz Chaim. He was co-Rosh Yeshiva together with Rav Naftali Trop, the Granat. He was a Goyen Oilam, one of the great Goyenim of the Litvish world, Sifsois of you, Doivois Bekevers. Ramosha Landinsky, Rav Shulzinger said, shortly after he got married, so he would learn in the Ezra's Noshim, in a shul in Bialystok. So there was a Bialystok of Besmedrish, and he would sit in the Ezra's Noshim, that's where he would learn. And he had a chavrusa. You know what chavrusa was? Remei Simcha, the Arsamech. And he would learn together with the Arsamech. And he brings that there are certain excerpts that we have in Messiah of some of the exchanges that Ramosha Landinsky had together with Remei Simcha. He brings a bunch of them. It's in the Sefer Cheshkes HaTorah. He's trying to bring out Cheshkes HaTorah and Geshmak and what it meant to be a Goyen one day, once upon a time, and the incredible tfisa that some of these Goyenim had. Either way, so he said he doesn't know if Ramey Simcha asked this Kasha we're about to say to Ramosha Landinsky, or Ramosha Landinsky asked the Kasha to Ramey Simcha. So who is the Shoyal and who is the Nishal is not 100% clear. But either way, one of the Goyenim asked one of the other Goyenim the following question. He said, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Nida, Daf Chof Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this, Ifra Hormiz, Ima de Shvar Malka. Ifra Hormiz, she was a non-Jewish woman. She was the mother of the Shvar Malka, who herself was the mother of, right, the king. Shadra Dama Lekame de Rava. She sent blood to Rava. So, you know, she had heard that the Chachamim consider themselves to be experts in Dam Nida, right? They're able to be mafchim between Dam from the Makar, we had it earlier in the Daf, from the Aliyah, if it's Dam Isha, it's not Dam Isha, Dam Chimud, right? All the different Dam. So, she heard that the rabbis are very, very proficient in this esoteric field, specifically Rava. So she sent blood to Rava. And the Gemara says that when Rava received the blood, the dam, from Ifra Hormiz, Havayasa Rabbi Vadya Kameh. Rabbi Vadya was a Talmud of Rava, he was sitting there. Amar lo, Hay dam chimru. So he sent back, Rava smelled, the Gemara says, the dam, and said, oh, based on the smell of the dam, the odor of the dam, I know that this dam is dam chimud. You want to know what kind of dam it is? That's the dam with significance in Hilchas Nida. Amar le livra, so Ifra Hormiz told her son, look at the Jews, the geniuses. Rava smelled the dam and he was able to know that the dam is dam chimud. Oh my Allah, so the son told the mother, Dilma kisuma baruba. How do you know? Maybe he got lucky. How do you know that? Maybe it was pure luck. No. So she said, you know, I'm going to make sure it wasn't luck. Hadar shadra le shitin mine dama. She ended up sending 60 different types of dam. So Rava gets 60 dam and each one he has to be machriya what exactly this dam is. Fikulu amrinu. And all of the dam, he was able to figure out, with the exception of Ahu Basra. The last one, the 60th, he couldn't figure out. Now, the reason he couldn't figure out what the dam was, because it was dam kinem hava. The dam came from kinem, it came from lice. For lo yada, and Rava didn't know that. Meaning, all the dam that came from Anisha, he was able to figure out exactly what the inyan of that dam was. But the dam kinem was something he pasha didn't know, and as a result, he couldn't figure it out. So the Gemara says, Abi istayim milsa. Rava had a tremendous siyata deshmaya, v'shoda lo srikusa de mekat lo kalmi. Meaning, Rava sent back a tshuva to 59 of the bloods. One of them he didn't know, so he didn't send back a tshuva. But instead he sent a gift. And the gift was, he sent a srikusa, sent a comb. Now this was a comb that was used by women, and one of the things that the women used to use this comb for was to kill a kina. So she gets the answers to 59, and the 60th, the one he doesn't know, there's a comb to kill a louse. Amar Yehudai b'tavni d'libi yasvi. They're geniuses, I'm telling you, they lived up to every inch of their reputation. Mamash, 60 for 60, it's loyum, and it's not shaykh, it's not normal. What a genius Rav is, and it was just unbelievable. It was an incredible siyata d'shmaya. So either way, Rabbi Shlandinsky and Rabbi simcha, they're faring each other. They're sitting and learning, they're asking each other shailas. So one of the goyim asked the other goyim, he says, you know, if you go through this story again a little bit carefully, there's one piece of information that seems to be completely superfluous. If Rahum is imadishvar malka, shadra dom alakame de rava, havayasi rabavadya kame. Why was it important that Rabbi Vadya was sitting there? Rabbi Vadya didn't contribute one thing to this whole story. So he said, why was it necessary for... If Rabbi Vadya contributed something, fashteich, vasadegaton, what is Rabbi Vadya? It's a great story. But what does Rabbi Vadya have to do with the story? So the other guy told him on the spot. He said, vas heist, bava basra, davchav beizam and aleph. Vashteitim bava basra, davchav beizam and aleph. I forgot to say that this is a raid bite that's related to two dafen ago. Vashteitim bava basra, davchav beizam and aleph. The Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says that the halacha is, as it relates to Asogas Gvul, that if you have Ruchlin HaMachzirim Ba'ayorois, so then there's no issue of Asogas Gvul. Why is there no issue of Asogas Gvul? Because Ezra Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Shinyu Ruchlin Machzirim Ba'ayorois, Kidei Shiyu Tachshitim Mitzuyin Lebnois Yisrael. But the Gemara said, Hanimili, that's only true Ladure, if you're going to make your rounds. But if you want to set up shop, it's different. But if you're a Tzurbim Mirabonon, then you're even allowed to set up shop. Says the Gemara, Ki Hod Rava, I'll tell you a Maisno, Sharulu the Rav Yoshia or the Rav Avadio. Lakfuye the loike hilchasa. Rav Yoshe, Rav Avadia, they were ruchlin hamachzirim ba'yores. They were peddlers. They used to sell tachshite noshim. This is what they did for a living. And he allowed them to set up shop. It's like this, they could sit in the store for a few hours, and afterwards they'd be able to sit down and be able to learn. My time, kibbut rabbanon and uasu literally to migr sayus like this. They shouldn't have to be busy traveling all day. They'll be able to sit and learn. So whether it was Rav Moshe Lendinsky who told Rav Meir Simcha or Meir Simcha told Rav Moshe Lendinsky, he says, you want to know Rav Avadia was mentioned, because what was the story? The story was she goes ahead and she sends all these ksamim into Beis Medrash. So Rava says, I know 59, the 60th, I don't know. He says, you know, but I'm going to send her a gift. He takes Tachshitei Noshin, says, Vukum Rava to Tachshitei Noshin. He says, the Teretz says, Havi Yosef Rav Avadia came. Rav Avadia was sitting there, and Rav Avadia, the Gemara says, and Bava Basra Chav Beis, he was Ruchel Amachzer Al Ayoros, as Ezra Tikin Lem Yisrael. This is what he did. So the Gemara, with one word, was trying to expavarn this kasha. Where in the world did Rava come to that is come? The Teretz is Avi Yosef Rav Avadia Kameh. Every single word, every single line that's Sir Rav Schulzing, a classic, said, he said, this is godless. I, the one who asked the kasha, was godless. The Teretz was godless. Every part of this is godless. And then he bemoans, he says, I'm all people at Tfisa. He says, you hear Azam Maisa makes you want to run to Beis Medrash and Chazer and Chalil. It shouldn't make you have Chalil Zadas. It's just the opposite. It makes me want to Chazer and to see what a person can come to when Yechazah, but he was trying to bring out the ga'oinis of these two ga'oinim. Every single word is there for a cheshvin. Nida davchav, he saw right away lo yachbar, bava basra davchav beza. Either way, stop here.